You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
All right. So, Tony, you said you had something to say.
Hey, who does the grocery shopping in your house?
I mean, I normally do if I'm home. I don't mind going with just the kids if Lynn's at work. So I normally do the grocery shopping, but it's not like she never does. I mean, she went yesterday, for example. But I'd say I do it most of the time.
You sound great, by the way.
I'm sorry. I was sick. I'm doing what I can. But I think I'll be okay. I feel much better. I just sound absolutely terrible. So, Don, who does the grocery shopping at your house?
You're at a...
Go ahead.
Yeah, who does the grocery shopping at your place?
We kind of split it, but really more my wife than anybody. Why?
Well, does she go at like a certain time every week or?
No. We probably should do that, but no, that's not how we do it. No.
See, I have like a dedicated time. I go roughly, and it's either a Saturday or a Sunday, but it has to be around 7:30 in the morning.
He has a lot of dedicated times for a lot of
He's very organized. He's a completely insane person. He has scheduled out every minute of his day. At 7:35, I can rub one out in the bathroom. So yes. At 7:35 to 7:40, I'm in the bathroom.
And then
every
I go
day.
To the grocery store at 7:18.
But I wash my hands after 7:45.
Why do you go to the grocery store though at like 7:30? There's nobody there. It's the most wonderful experience you can have in a grocery store at that time.
He plans his life around dealing with nobody.
But it works for him.
Well, it does.
He's moved far away from everybody.
His lifelong dream is to be loved by everybody, but he doesn't want to interact with anybody.
He wants to be Howard Hughes.
Peeing in jars
in his movie theater.
Yep.
Never seeing anybody.
Well, I just got a library card so I can go and buy books on how to make bombs. I don't know if there's a reason for that.
I might want to edit that out. That's one of those things you really shouldn't admit.
No, I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
Well, then again, we have no listeners, so that's fine. No one's going to know.
Except the ATM.
There's no chance I could actually build a bomb and actually not have it blow up on me while I'm testing it. There's just no way.
Why would you test a bomb that you built?
Well, I'm not tested, but I mean, making it, how do you know whether it works or not? How do you even know if a bomb works? I don't know how you do that. I don't know how to build a bomb.
Yeah, that's okay. That's a good thing not to know. You know, I've never killed a man. I think I might try it.
This is going to come back and haunt us in a courtroom somewhere.
It is. It is. When something accidentally happens at Tony's historic house, he's going to get blamed, and they're going to use this podcast, and we're all going to be, as accessories to bombing.
But back to the grocery store. So yesterday morning I go, and it's a glorious experience because in the past, do you guys go to Trader Joe's at all? I go to Trader Joe's.
It's glorious.
And, it was glorious. I'll tell you, it was sunny outside. There was nobody in the grocery store. And the Trader Joe's I used to go to in Fairfax was just full of like really friendly but snarky cunts, and I'm not sure if you know
there's
what I mean,
our episode title.
Talk about bombing! I would have bombed the Fairfax Trader Joe's if I could, with all the employees and all of the customers inside. They were that horrible. They were just horrible, horrible people. But the Trader Joe's down here, everybody's like friendly and they're genuine. It was just a tremendous experience at 7:30 on a Saturday morning.
Like, hey, that guy's the rudest person.
The city of Asheville called. They want Tony to do their tourist pamphlet.
Hey, come to Asheville. We have less snarky cunts.
Yeah.
Well, I realize there's no chance I can get a job there because I'm not friendly. They would be like, sir, you're not friendly at all. You don't like to talk to people. There's no way we'd hire you.
Did he say he's going to get a job at Trader Joe's?
Yes.
I would do it. I'm just saying, if I were to go there,
they apparently do pay pretty well. And if I got my food for free, it would be worth it.
In Fairfax.
No, not in Fairfax.
No, but he could be because he's a snarky cunt.
Oh, you could be the manager of Fairfax. Another great episode of Radio for Winners, starting out with some snarky cunt talk.
I still don't like that. I really feel that Tony still needs to do that.
Okay, well, then we'll just go ahead and edit that out, which we won't.
I don't really like it when Tony does that.
All right, that's fine.
Just to sum up my day, after I did the grocery store, I went on this amazing hike, and then to cap it off, I had buffalo pork wings, which I don't even know how to tell you. These things were like a gift from God. I wanted to blow the chefs. That's how good they were.
Tony, have you seen a pig? Have you ever seen a pig?
Yeah.
They have no wings.
What's a buffalo?
Actually, if you look close enough, they do.
What's
they're
a
very small.
They have very tiny wings. They actually have their nipples, but they call them wings.
So what is a buffalo pork wing?
It's basically like your
it's basically like a wing wrapped in bacon, wrapped in
no,
ham.
No, it's not. There's no chicken involved.
Well, but I like how he started with basically. It's just basically. No, it doesn't sound like it's basically anything. It's a wing with pork on it.
No, it's pork. It's like a pork tenderloin that they just cut so that it's the size of like a chicken finger.
Exactly.
That's disgusting.
I mean, it's fine. It's white meat.
It's pretty amazing, though. Pretty amazing. Put that on a sauce. A buffalo sauce, and it's fantastic.
Where do you get that?
Buffalo sauce?
This was...
No! The buffalo pork wing. Where would you get that?
That was at this place called the Wayside Tavern near where I live. And fantastic. Going to add that to the list of places I go, and I'm going to start drinking again. I'm going to start drinking heavily.
I really feel like he's become a recluse, and he's just wandering from bar to bar down in...
He doesn't even have a house. He's living out of his car.
There's not a chance.
Radio for Winners another week. Tony, Jeremy, and Don coming at you on a Sunday morning. We're recording this, so when you're hearing this tomorrow or later today on your treadmill or in your cubicle, guys, I got to tell you, I'm having a fantastic weekend. Jeremy, not so much. I'm not sure what happened to your voice. I know you had a show last night.
Well, we had a show, which also makes my voice, my band played for the first time in about 6 months. But that makes my voice rough. It was actually not bad. I mean, it wasn't a big turnout, but it was fun. But we tried to record this originally last Wednesday, and in the middle of the show, I felt like fever hit, and I know I was just rambling by the end, and I felt awful. So
it's SARS.
I might have brought. No, I have that MERS, the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. MERS.
What was the big takeaway from last night? The one experience where you're like, I don't know if I want to play in a band again, or it was so great that you want to do more shows.
We had a really strong set, and I had a good time, but it was over so late. We got done. It was in Martinsburg, West Virginia. We finished at 2:00, and then we had to drive 2 hours home, unload. So I didn't get to bed until 4:30 this morning. That I hated, but everything else was fine. It was not a bad show.
That's how Metallica got their start.
It is. Well, we're not actually trying to get anywhere, so it's worked out really well.
They used to drive up there to Spartanville, West Virginia, and they used to play at bars, too, and get home at 4 o'clock.
It was a good show, though. It was nice to see. But last show, not the when we failed, but the previous last show, after the show, Don, you sent me a text asking me politely, hey, man, is your car leaking oil? Because it's all over my driveway.
Well, yeah. I didn't want you to take offense to the fact that, you stained my driveway, because I really actually wasn't concerned.
I wasn't concerned for your well-being or your car. I'm mad about my driveway.
That's really what I was trying to make sure that you checked out. But, you did stain my driveway, and now I have to, have to deal with that.
Well, I'm very sorry. I didn't know I was leaking fluid when I was here. But because you sent me that message, I wanted to check. And it turns out I was not leaking oil. I was leaking gasoline. And I was leaking a lot of gasoline to the point where I filled up my tank, which normally would get me about 300.
Are you driving a 79 Pinto wagon by chance?
Well, I am driving a 2007 Saturn Ion. And up until now, it's been a reliable but not flashy car. But because of all the recalls that GM has put out, I went to go get it fixed, and the guy at the shop was like, look, just take it to a dealer. I guarantee you that's a recall or warranty part. And I did, and it's going to take them maybe 2 months to get the parts because they have so many recalls. So now I've got a cool rental.
But you were driving around essentially like a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah. I was spraying gas everywhere. I only got I basically got half the gas mileage I'd normally get because it was spraying so much gas out of the back.
My God.
What rental are you driving around?
It's just a
Mercedes.
Yep, 2013 Hyundai Elantra. But even though it's just a very basic car, it just reminds me what a turd box my current car is. It's actually got power. It's got it's got a nice speaker that all the stereo where all the speakers aren't blown out, and it doesn't smell like an asshole. So it's a really nice car. I'm enjoying it. I may never return this thing.
I almost want to be there when you pick up your real car.
Well, they're just going to laugh at me.
No, I just want to see...
how sad I am?
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see you get back into your real car that hasn't had the inside interior windows washed in probably...
ever.
Yeah.
I've never washed that car.
Oh, and the smell in that car, too, is delicious.
It smells like old farts and fast food.
It really does.
It is not a good car.
It's you should think about just buying the car that you're driving now.
I should just change my name and run away.
Hey, why does it smell like balls in here?
Well, I think we have some news items. You guys want to get to it?
Let's go ahead and get to it.
All right. Well, then it's time for Radio for Winners and the news. Every week we find some very important news items. We ignore those. We find some awful news items. We read one or two facts, not the whole story. And then we summarize what we think by being incredibly uninformed.
Still by far my favorite part of this show.
It really is. We're getting a lot of mileage out of that one song. I got a lot of money out of 90, or a lot of use out of that 99 cents.
I was gonna say I don't think we have to pay any residuals on that song either, because we only play like 5 seconds worth of.
There's no actual Huey, so we don't have to pay for it. We only have to pay for the news, and they only want a dime entire. So this weekend in Baltimore was Preakness.
Ah, the old Preakness.
The middle piece to the Triple Crown.
Yep.
Have you guys ever gone to a Preakness?
Never.
No. I don't like people, and I don't like horses.
I don't like people either.
California Chrome won. So he's won both Preakness and what was the one before that that everyone else knows?
That's
that
the,
I got?
The Kentucky Derby.
The Kentucky Derby. This is how much I know about racing.
You should get your facts straight before you tell a story.
No, I told you. I read one fact and then
what
I run
comes,
with it.
What comes after this one?
Well, that's Belmont. I know that.
I thought you were going to say Daytona 500.
Daytona? They put a horse on the Daytona. If they win it, Triple Crown. It's never happened.
Did you guys see that Wes Welker, who plays for the Broncos, like won a bunch of money at the Kentucky Derby, but yeah, turned out that the Derby gave him a bunch of money in error?
Yeah. They gave him like,
and now he's not giving it back.
Well, that's the law, though. The law
like 14
is
grand.
Yeah, but the law is that if the track overpays the customer, it's the track's fault, not the customer. So the customer doesn't have to pay it back. I mean, how are you going to go? I mean, you know, the only reason they know it was Wes Welker, I mean,
because it was Wes Welker.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to go back to somebody and say, hey, give me my $14,000 back? He was handing them out like M&M's.
Me, sir. You owe me $14,000. I accidentally.
He's a short little guy.
Yeah, he could still kill me.
It's kind of a douche move, though, to hand out money at after you win a race,
well,
right?
Well, I think so. I mean, did you see the way he was dressed? He was dressed as a douche. Anybody who's played for New England's a douche anyway. Unless they come to Baltimore.
You guys ever bet on horses?
Or a murderer?
That's the only thing that keeps me interested at all, and I'm not interested in horse racing. But I guarantee if I went once and I bet on it, it would be one of those things where I'm like, so guys, I live at the horse track now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm surprised with the proximity that
that's why
to,
I don't, because I know.
To Laurel, that you're not down there, you know, betting on
I know
rats,
how bad
you know,
I
running
am.
Up and down Route 1 or something.
Just knife fights, betting on knife fights in the parking lot. That's why I don't go.
Can you still watch simulcasting on like Comcast? Didn't you used to have like the simulcast, like the horse channel?
I don't know. The horse channel?
They used to have a horse channel. What? They don't have a horse channel now? What are you laughing at? They don't have that down there in Asheville?
Oh, it's all about cars down here. It's terrible.
Oh, cars. Like...
Cars in the worst local news that I've ever seen, ever. Mm. I feel like I'm, like, even though I can't talk, I feel like I could actually get a job as an anchor. That's how bad the local news is down here.
Guys, I can't do the podcast anymore. I got to do the 11 o'clock news.
I got my 5 p.m. Anchor duties.
And Mushmouth Tony with the weather. Anyway, so in honor of Preakness, that's why I'm a little hoarse today. So the NBA Finals are still going on right now. This week, local team, the Wizards, finally knocked out by the Indiana Pacers, losing the whole series 4-2, making the end of my best NBA basketball watching experience. I stumbled over my own words there.
Wow. That went a
you still
long
got
through.
It in. You still
I
did
still
it.
Got it in.
I went a little long.
Whatever. But yeah, no,
yeah,
I did. I watched
now and watching the rest of the playoffs. I don't care about any of the teams.
Yeah, I watched this entire series, which is the most basketball I've ever watched. In fact, up until this playoff series, the most basketball I've ever watched is because I've seen Teen Wolf about 50 times.
I'm watching the only reason I'm watching any basketball is because I think LeBron keeps talking smack about how if Donald Sterling's not is no longer with the NBA by next year, he's going to boycott the whole season.
I don't think that's going to actually happen. Even if he does, and let's say a few other guys do, everyone that's in the NBA can't really afford to take the whole season off.
Well, they can.
They won't.
No, they won't. Because they're self-righteous. That's all I got.
I said nobody boycotts next year, and Donald Sterling will still on the team.
I think so, too. And that gives us a chance for another segment.
Maybe he'll die. If he dies, then they get out of it.
He is old. He's old and he has cancer.
And he... And he sounds kind of like a Muppet when he talks.
Wow.
A racist Muppet.
Tony's like, he's old and has cancer.
Yeah, I mean, come on. How much longer is he going to go?
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, everybody.
Well, that was kind of a downer. So let's bring things up because there's a brand new social app out for everybody. Everyone's heard of Twitter. Everyone's heard of Facebook. Everyone's heard of MySpace, but no one uses it. But now there's a brand new app for everybody so you can meet new friends in interesting places. As long as that place is Applebee's.
Okay. So do we have to change the intro to the show to include our new social media tag?
Yep, since Applebee's? I basically live at Applebee's, if you go to, if you have an iOS, if you have an iPhone only, it's not Android yet, there is an app called What's Applebee's that basically anyone else in the Applebee's that you're in is in a giant chat room. That is the saddest app.
The chicken wonton tacos at the Applebee's are very delicious.
Hey, Applebee's, where's our money?
You should...
Hey, if you had to rank your chain restaurants, is there anyone that's actually lower than Applebee's?
Red Lobster.
Mm.
Red Lobster, except for those biscuits, which are heavenly. Everything else at Red Lobster is awful.
I'm going to agree with you on that. The biscuits,
I want really buttery shrimp. That's gross.
But they just sold the Red Lobster. The Darden Group just sold the Red Lobster for $1.2 billion.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do with that.
It's just somebody that wants to use the biscuits.
Yeah, that seriously. If you sold me just biscuits, if you just met roadside stands that had cheddar biscuits,
yeah,
Old Bay biscuits, I would go every day.
I don't like the Red Lobster. I do like the biscuits, but I would have to probably say that the Red Lobster is at the bottom.
It is the worst chain, hands down, that I can think of. But, I mean, I love seafood. Maybe that's why. If I hated seafood, maybe I'd like it.
Would we call Bob Evans a chain?
Yeah, Bob Evans is a chain, but it's got okay breakfast.
Yeah, it's true.
It's got a great pot roast hash.
Dude, love me some crackers.
I've never actually been to Bob Evans. There used to be one right by my work, but I refused to go there.
There was one by our house in Bowie.
I always thought they were kind of sad because they would bring the people from Bob Evans would actually come to work and actually try to sell their food there. So I'm thinking, how good can you be if you have to actually come to places to sell your food?
Oh, that's man, true.
Well, I mean, unless it's a food
that.
Truck, then but you're a genius.
If Cracker Barrel did that, I would eat it.
Don, let's start a food truck where we only sell cheddar biscuits.
Oh. Do you have $1.2 billion?
No.
How much of the $1.2 billion went to just buy the cheddar biscuit portion?
$1.14 billion. And the others was just for the real estate.
The other $600,000 is real estate.
And the logo. We have one more news item. Uh-oh. Probably the most important news item we've ever had on this show.
All right.
This past week at Radio Blender, there's been a lot of changes going on. I have a new car I'm using. Tony's moved to Asheville without some new restaurants he likes. And Don cut off his own penis. It's crazy. So I may not have that right medically, but I think generally I have the right idea that Don has cut off his penis.
Medically or generally?
Generally and medically in general terms.
Generally.
I should stop talking.
Generally, medically, I've cut off my own penis.
Yep.
Oh.
So take us through this, Don. What
take us through
what? Why did you decide this?
What?
And what was the process?
What are we talking about?
Of having your balls removed.
This is horrible.
When you decide to become a eunuch.
This is very personal. We shouldn't be talking about this.
Well, you put it on the topic list, so I did. I talked about it.
I did.
If you don't want to talk about it, then we'll talk about something
else. No, it's fine. So 2 weeks ago, I went to the doctor and said I would like to stop having children. Is there some sort of procedure that that takes care of that?
If I pay more, could you take care of my existing ones?
So the doctor, he proceeds to explain to me, you know, what he does from a vasectomy standpoint. Like how I stuttered there about that. So he draws on. What are you looking at?
No, I just want to see how much time was on the show. I can't see.
Okay,
I found it. We're
all
good.
All right. Somewhere else.
Jesus, Don.
Well, but I'm trying to tell a story and you're sticking your head in my face. I don't understand. It's not all very right. It's not very professional. You're ruining my flow.
Continue, Don.
So the doctor draws two testicles on a piece of paper and then draws the shaft of a penis. And says, well, this is essentially what I do, blah 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 blah. I go in, I do this, blah 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 blah. And he goes, you know, if you're still interested in doing this, you know, let me know. And we could follow up and set up an appointment. And I go, well, I'm already scheduled next Tuesday. He goes, that's the quickest turnaround that I've ever had for a client ever. And I'm like, well, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. He says sometimes people wait 6 to 9 months before they schedule. Like, why would you go home and debate that for 6 to 9 months?
Because there's got to be a lot of fear, right?
You already had that debate, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, but I figure if you go in for a consultation, you've got to know what you're getting yourself into. You know what the outcome, the end outcome
you
is.
You knew what the end outcome was, but you had no idea on the actual process.
No, I had no idea.
You were telling me 3 weeks ago, they're like, I think they put clamps on your testicles and then they're done, right? And I was like, I don't think that's how it works.
It's paper clips.
They cut them through your stomach, right? And then they cut these little tubies. Like, what are you talking about, Don?
So anyway, he goes, wow, okay, all right, wonderful. Dr. Rao, a fantastic doctor. I'll have to talk to you in 2 seconds. I forgot the one part of the story. But anyway, he gives me, he flips over the piece of paper and says, look, everything you need to know, you know, outcome-wise is right here. Just go ahead and read it. And if you have any questions, you know, just, you know, give me a call and we'll talk about it. And I'm like, okay. So I'm reading, you know, this list of things. You know, as I'm walking out of the doctor's office, and I'm walking into the lobby, and I forgot that he had drawn two giant testicles and the shaft of a penis on the back of the piece of paper. And I'm holding it up to my face, like looking at it really, really closely. So it just looks like here comes a guy walking out with a penis on his face with two big nuts.
I'm walking through this pediatrician's office getting some weird stares, real weird stares.
So, the flash forward to the following Tuesday.
Well, was there any point where when you went home, you're like, maybe I don't want to do this. Maybe I'm. What were some of the side effects?
Did you come home and immediately go, wait, I just dealt with my kids. I want to go through this.
Yeah, no. The side effects, you just, you know, swelling and, you know, little tenderness, that type of thing. I mean, that's
one side effect, possible pregnancy. Not so good. Yeah, not so the one you want.
99.98% effective. I'm going to be the 20th/100th of a percent. That's
Don has six more kids. This is ridiculous.
This is the worst vasectomy ever.
I think they just streamlined it.
Yeah.
So it just shoots out on impact.
So there wasn't a lot of, you know, I didn't really know how to prepare, you know, so I didn't know whether to, you know, like shave down or whatever. But, you know, so I go in to the doctor.
Did you at least shower?
I did.
Okay, that's
yes,
good.
Yes, no.
I ran a couple miles and I went right in.
Well, so they tell you that these two nurses, they're very nice. They say, all right, you know, we're going to step out and remove your clothing from your waist down and cover up with this sheet. So they come back in and I've still got my shoes on. I just pulled my pants down to my
such a dork.
And you're just standing there and you have like an erection, so you just have the towel hanging off the erection. You're like, check this out, ladies. Is this what you wanted? This is it. Ready for my procedure.
They're like, sir, you need to actually remove everything. I don't know. I thought, you know, this was like a Wendy's. You know, you just
at Wendy's, I normally put my pants out of my ankles and stand there.
That was very quick and easy.
Only at
process.
The super bar.
You know, it's quick and easy. They just tell you to pull your pants back up and you can leave. So, but now I've
you
got...
You really left your shoes on?
I did. I have my shoes on and just pulled my pants down. So I didn't know. They didn't say remove everything, or maybe I just didn't hear it clearly. So then I had to remove everything, and I did that, and that was fine. But,
Did you feel awkward there when they're like...
Well, no, what I'm feeling awkward is, yes, that actually tickled a little bit, right? So, I don't know. It tickled. So now I'm like laughing. And I've got seasonal allergies. So, I mean, we'll get into that in like 2 seconds. But I'm afraid you're going to like start snipping and I'm going to sneeze and accidentally cut, you know, cut something.
Well, that was the whole point of you going there.
Well, yeah, I'm afraid you're going to cut
something
else.
They're just much faster that way.
So anyway, with the one nurse, she's apparently studying to work in all different parts of the hospital. So she's like in training. So now I'm laying down on this like bed thing, and the one nurse is explaining in detail like what she's doing while I'm laying there. And that I didn't really want to know. I just wanted everybody to be quiet, let me relax. And just,
I just want
to
stare at the ceiling and you just do your
that's
thing.
That's all I wanted to do was just stare. I found a little dot in the ceiling. I'm focusing there. I'm not looking at anything else. So then these two leave. Very nice. They leave. And in comes Dr. Rao. And, you know, he comes over. Hey, it's good to see you. Like shaking my hand. And I just feel really awkward because I'm not wearing any pants.
Yeah.
And we're shaking hands. But he's very nice, and you know he's talking about you know you sure you want to do this? And I'm like, well, it's, you know, I'm kind of got my pants off, so you know we might as well just go
we're
ahead.
Doing one of two things. It's your choice. You're either going to do this procedure or get on your knees.
So then I hear this
housekeeping.
So I hear this, and it's another nurse, and she goes, "Doctor, before you start, I think you need to check your table. I think you're missing something on your table." And he goes, ah, indeed, I am missing something on my table. And she goes, I believe you're missing your scalpel. And he goes, indeed, I am. I'm missing my scalpel. And by the way, when I talked about how this procedure is done, nowhere is a scalpel involved in this procedure.
No, not at all.
Nowhere. You know, they don't slice you open and they just tie you in a knot.
I'm going to cut your sack open, tie your balls in a figure eight knot.
While you've just been like Novocaine up or something like that. Yeah, yeah. So
you don't even get Novocaine. Bite down on this wooden dowel.
Johns Hopkins. Oh, God bless you. So he's like, aha, you're probably wondering why I need a scalpel. I was like, yeah, I kind of just a little bit curious as to why you needed that scalpel. But apparently it's, you know, just there in case of emergencies. So
what kind of emergency?
I don't know.
Maybe
there
will be a fire. You never know. You have to cut his way through the wall with that scalpel.
I don't know. But anyway, he says, all right.
We tied it wrong. His balls are exploding.
Oh, there's a lot of blood. We have to actually cut another part of his body so that he doesn't notice all the blood.
We have to make a new scrotum out of your eyelids. Get ready. This is a horrible procedure. Now I can't blink.
So he says, he goes, all right, now we're getting ready to get started. And, you know, the first thing you're going to feel is the little bee sting. He goes, remember we talked about the bee sting. And I was trying to be polite, but I was trying to, also say, I'm not a really big fan of bee stings. So,
you know what I love? A good bee sting.
I don't like bee stings, and I really don't like bee stings on my testicles. So, it was just the nice way that he was informing me that he's about to stick my sack with a needle, which I wasn't necessarily real happy about. He gets in there and I can't really feel anything. And he goes, all right, this is going to be the part you're going to maybe hear a little machine going for a second and then smell something funny.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
So I'm like, it's going to smell like your balls are on fire.
Smell a little bit like burned ass hair.
Sweat. As long as we don't need the scalpel, I'm fine with smelling whatever horrible smell is about to come. But I just kept picturing, like, when you get like a cavity fill and you smell that horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's. Then I just held my nose at that point in time. But it was,
is that potent of a smell?
It was
that potent of a smell that you had to hold your nose.
Well, I mean, it was. I just didn't want to smell it.
When I opened this thing, it was going to smell a little bit like sulfur. So just don't get shocked.
I just didn't. I didn't want to smell it. What would you sit there and like waft it into your nose?
So yeah, breathe it in. I use my hand motion. My hands
scoop
so
it up.
Wave
scoop
it in.
Scoop it in. Doing big scoops.
Yeah. So. Then you have to, he gets done and he leaves and then you kind of have to clean yourself up because like you're covered in like iodine. Do you know if you're allergic to iodine?
I don't know if I'm allergic to iodine.
See, that was another question I was asked too. Like, are you allergic to iodine? I go, I don't know if I'm allergic to iodine.
I guess we'll find out.
They go, why don't you know if you're allergic to iodine? I'm like, how would I know? Like, are you allergic to shellfish? And I'm like, no. They're like, well, then you're fine.
Good enough.
What the hell does shellfish have to do with iodine? Oh, you would know. What do you mean I would know? I know. I don't rub my balls with shellfish.
Well, but we've all picked crabs, so we all probably have. It happens. You can't help it.
Hey, everybody. So then they give you like a wet paper towel and you got to clean yourself off. But I had iodine like all over my like leg. I essentially needed a shower. But, they gave me like a big wet towel and I just cleaned up. But then you leave. Yeah, I feel
here's a bag of frozen peas. You're on your way.
I feel like I've been violated here. And it's just like, all right, schedule your next appointment. So you walk out and you have to bring a sample back in 10 weeks.
A sample of what?
That pork wing.
Of buffalo pork wings. I'm assuming you mean an ejaculate sample.
Yes.
I will give you $20 American if you come back in with stool. Just full on dump in that cup, bring it back in. And say they were not specific enough. Like, sir, something is horribly wrong if this is coming out.
Is that
corn?
They give you the sample cup and a brown bag for you to bring back in 10 weeks. I can't keep track of my car keys. How the heck am I going to keep track of a sample cup for the next 10 weeks?
Does that mean you cannot touch yourself for 10 weeks?
Oh, my God, no.
How long are you supposed to wait?
A week.
So how are you feeling 5 days later? I mean, was it still like sore?
No, there's a little tiny tenderness, but I feel like an Elvis song.
There's a tiny tenderness in the sack.
But actually, I feel fine. I actually felt fine the next day. There was hardly any swelling, and I was fine. You know, bending over, I had like t-ball practice like 2 days later, and that was a little rough. But other than that, it was I was fine, believe it or not.
So the day before you got this procedure done, were you just walking around just cranking them out?
I played golf
and cranked them out.
Oh,
dude, okay. Every hole I'm gonna crank one out. Here we go. We're on the first hole. This one will take a little bit, but after this, we're good to go.
I thought you meant just running around. No, you meant crank one out.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Well, you missed your chance. I did a bunch for you. Every time I was at my house, I was like, I'll be right back. I have to go downstairs. And right when I was about to climax, I would scream, do it for Donnie. And I would just, it would go. So there's our new hashtag. Everyone can use it every time this week you've pleasured yourself. Just go ahead and vote on Facebook. Hashtag do it for Donnie. No one will know what it is unless you listen to the show. So six people will know what it is. But it's going to be huge. By the end of the month, this will be the most popular hashtag on Twitter.
IE, by the way.
Hashtag do it for Donnie.
Donnie. Donnie with an IE. Donnie with an IE. I played golf Monday and, I didn't just, you would ask me a question about, you know, what happens to the sperm, I think is what
you
said.
Yeah, I just didn't know, like, so, because you haven't been able to test it. Cause I was asking, I asked like how long you had to wait and you're like a week. I would on the way home while I'm cleaning up the iodine, I would have to see what happens. what do I do if it comes? There'll be blood today.
Well,
Who knows?
You said what happens? What color does the ejaculate turn, or something like that?
Is there ejaculate at all?
Yes. Yeah. You just thought like dust comes out.
No, not powder. I just figured like you'd feel whatever, and then nothing would happen, or it would just be clear.
No, it's everything's the same.
Except that you might not get someone pregnant.
There's a 99.98% chance that I'm not going to get somebody pregnant.
Wow.
But with my potent sperm, they just come.
They just laughed and they were like, just don't bother, sir.
Yeah, that's essentially.
So you're still going to have to wear condoms. That's the best part. You got this done, you're still going to have to wear condoms and pull out. It's going to be a horrible time for you.
This is the worst vasectomy. Worst vasectomy ever. But there's your little ball snippage story.
Well, that's good. I can only get off if somebody pinches me in the balls.
Yeah. And then covers me in iodine.
And by the way, the more we talk about it, the more my balls start hurting.
So thank you. Another great episode of Radio for Winners. Hope it was very informative. We learned a lot today about Don's balls.
Hashtag.
Do it for Donnie. I bet I'll put 30 of those up this week, and I won't even be exaggerating.
Well,
see you next week.
Upper class, see ya. High society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners. Or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.